The greatest hope. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is important in life. What is your biggest hope at the moment? Do you hope to graduate in school or university? Or do you hope to get a better job with a better income? Or what is your biggest hope at the moment? Maybe to find someone to get married? Or is it to move to somewhere else, to another place? What is your biggest hope? In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, David praised God together with the assembly of the people. Verse 10, there in front of the whole assembly, King David praised the Lord. He said, Lord God of our ancestor Jacob, may you be praised forever and ever. You are great and powerful, glorious, splendid, and majestic. Everything in heaven and earth is yours, and you are king, supreme ruler over all. All riches and wealth come from you. You rule everything by your strength and power, and you are able to make anyone great and strong. Now, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise your glorious name. Yet my people and I cannot really give you anything, because everything is a gift from you, and we have only given back what is yours already. You know, O Lord, that we pass through life like exiles and strangers, as our ancestors did. Our days are like a passing shadow, and we cannot escape death. So it means, it sounds like there is no hope. In another translation, our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no hope. And yet, there is a lot of hope. For the things in this world, of course, we can also hope for something to get better. But in the end, there will always be defeats and losses. And in the end, one thing is for sure, one day we will have to pass. One day there will be the earthly death of our body. Yet we have a big hope. The biggest hope, because we can live together with the Lord. In this life, we can have a fulfilled life, no matter what kind of career or what graduation we have, whether we are alone or live in a family. In all cases, we can have a fulfilled life together with the Lord. And one day, we can come into His kingdom. Even though we totally do not deserve it, all of us fall far short of the commandments of the Lord. We have sinned against Him, and yet He is full of love, yet He is full of mercy to accept us and to receive us and to make us as He wants us to be, so that we can also one day come into His heavenly kingdom. And that is the biggest hope. John 14 verse 2, Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many dwelling places. Lord, we thank you that we have this hope, that in your house there are many dwelling places, that you have already prepared a place for us to stay there. In eternity, in the heavens, and also in this world, that you want us to give a fulfilled life, that we can hope for your intervention in our life, in all the situations we are in. Lord, we ask that you be with us and send your Holy Spirit, that you guide us in this life. We ask for forgiveness for all that we have done wrong, where we have walked away from you and away from your kingdom. Thank you that you are full of love and mercy. Please forgive what we have done wrong and bring us on the right path, us and all people who we love, on the right path towards your eternal kingdom. May we praise your holy name forever. Amen.